Friday morning. Hey, the day for dad is coming up this weekend. Still time to get him a gift. Our next guest likely has a few ideas. Joining me on the line this morning, Rick Van Dyvendyke of Dutch Growers and Garden Talk, Sunday mornings at 9 here on CJME. Happy pre-Father's Day to you, Rick.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We're still pretty dry out there. What gift would be good to get dad in this regard for the gardener lawn?
Well, you know what? There's lots of little tools in that kit for the garden, but one of the tools, because we've been talking a little bit in this last spring about water restrictions, is a root feeder. Because, you know, trees need watering different than a lawn. And so one thing about watering trees is that, you know, if you can water down deeper, it's better for the plant, and you don't put all the water down the gutter or down the streets, right? So if you put a root feeder, which hooks on the end of your garden hose, you can stick that rod down into the ground, and there's one thing even called a Ross root feeder. You can put water down, but you can also put pellets in there for fertilizer, and you can fertilize and water at the same time. So that's a great gift idea.
Any lawn gifts aside from a new ride-on mower, which I'm sure every dad would love? Anything else that's big?
Yeah, I know. There's all kinds of things, like even like the bird baths. And you know, dad doesn't even like going out there and spraying for insects and all that kind of stuff. And a bird bath attracts the birds, and it's amazing. Even just robins will keep things like sod webworms away, and take up all kind of grubs. And even a bird bath attracts the little finches and wrens, and they take care of a lot of aphids. Eat tons of aphids every day. So just a bird bath or some of the bird accessory is great. Even just to watch a hummingbird feeder. I mean, those kind of things attract the birds, and it's a great pastime. I mean, bird watching is becoming one of the biggest pastimes in North America in the last 5 or 6 years. It's been growing like leaps and bounds.
I've also been reading about what's called a legacy tree. If you could maybe explain that for us, Rick.
Yeah, it's planting a tree, you know, as a legacy tree. A lot of people plant a tree in memory of somebody, or planting a tree. I mean, way back in the centennial, schools used to handle a centennial tree, and people used to plant it, and they remembered that tree. So planting a tree with dad in the yard or in the park or wherever, in as a legacy tree, saying planting an oak tree, that tree will last like 200 years, you know, those trees will live for, or a maple tree, you know, so... Is it something you planted together with dad that you can go back and say, we planted that together? And that's a huge legacy thing.
Dutch Growers, Rick Van Dyvendyke on the line with me this morning. Okay, Rick, I have a rain barrel at home. We talk about water restrictions. And So we got it last year, and we used it last year. And the one thing that I was surprised by it is just how dirty the water became last year. And so when we emptied it out and put it in the garage for the winter, like, this thing was just filthy. So... As I'm learning, I guess it's very important to clean it out. Is there any harm in just leaving it that gross?
Yeah, no, it really doesn't. The only thing is, if you're going to leave it that gross, if you're hooking it up to a drip line or something like that, it'll just plug the drippers up. So putting a filter or screen on the end, or even putting a little screen on the top of it, so that it keeps the debris out of it, you know, like leaves and all that kind of stuff, you know, all the kind of stuff comes off the roof, right, and into your rain barrel. So putting some kind of a screen or a filter on it, whether before or after, is a great thing to do. But I mean, no, other than plugging up things, there's no reason to have to clean it out, other than for that reason.
It's not like it's going to hurt my lawn when I take that. I guess you'd call it filthy water and give it a good drink.
There's all kinds of nutrients in that as well. So make sure if you are going to clean it out, you know, just make sure you pour that dirty water over top around the plants and that, because there's great nutrients in it.
How hard is this smoke, Rick, on our trees and our plants and our lawn?
Well, they can be, with a lot of filter, just like us, there's all kinds of warnings out, you know, especially when the tent and that. So, I mean, but it's amazing what plants do. They do filter out a lot of that stuff. That's why we plant so many trees in our urban forests and around our cities and towns, and that is because they block out sound, they block out they filter out the air. So they, even though they do affect them a little bit, it's amazing what they do to clean the air. So, you know, that's why planting trees around the yard, or even having a house plant inside the house, it's amazing. I mean, they put they put plants up in the space station, in the space, so that to help clean the air up there and do lots of tests with that. So you know plants are very good at doing that.
Oh, wow. Maybe I should rethink my gift for Dad and give him a plant this weekend. Rick, always appreciate your time. Have a fantastic Father's Day weekend.
You too. Everybody have a great Father's Day.
Rick Van Dyvendyke of Dutch Growers. And of course, Garden Talk, Sunday mornings at 9, right here on 980 CJME. .653 on your Friday morning. Kevin Martell in for Greg Morgan. And yes, it is coming back in sequel form.
After 40 years, we asked, what do the fans want? But instead, we're making this movie. May the Schwartz be with you.
And may the Schwartz be with you, Andrew Shepherd.
I want to know, have they finished combing the desert?
Spaceballs is coming back. I couldn't believe that. There I was scrolling away yesterday.
Me too.
And all of a sudden I see Mel Brooks.
I thought it was fake.
Yeah, and the little scroll up like they do for Star Wars. And
they've had prequels to the sequels, sequels to the prequels, countless TV spinoffs, 36 Marvel movies, two Robert Downey Jr.'s, and then Spaceballs 2. But remember in the first movie there was this.
Will we ever see each other again?
Who knows? God willing, we'll all meet again in Spaceballs 2, the search for more money.
So I hope they call it that.
2027, it is coming out in theaters. Another kind of surprise there, because every time there seems to be a sequel now, it's which streaming service has it, but in theaters, at least to start with.
And Mel Brooks would be 101 by then?
He's right now, he's 98. He turns 99.
Later this month.
Yeah, on June 28th, I think. And there he is. He still looks fantastic, still sounds great. Rick Moranis and Bill Pullman. Rick Moranis, we haven't seen anything in years.
I think he's coming out of retirement for this.
Oh, man, that's great. I think every single dad that I've ever met loves that movie, Spaceballs. And here we go. What a weekend for Dad. Father's Day. Are you going to sit at home and watch Spaceballs?
I wasn't planning to before this, but I was thinking it's been a while since I've seen Spaceballs. I might have to. That's actually a good idea. I might do that someday.
Great news. In terms of money raised yesterday, it was a 12-hour effort. Rolco Radio province-wide for the Day of Caring, Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief, and we have our grand total.
Yeah, and as always, Saskatchewan pulls through on our Day of Caring. The total, $643,000 for wildfire relief. That includes a big boost from Nutrien, who donated $300,000 of that. We will find out Monday just how much is raised with the federal government's promise to match some donations.
Yeah, so. And of course, you can still donate just because, you know, our official Day of Caring is over. You can still donate right now. Of course, money goes to the Canadian Red Cross, and it helps those most affected by the wildfires currently burning up north. Just before we let you go, Andrew, this story, it is almost unbelievable out of India. So the crash that killed, a horrible story, that killed more than 240 people. But in a new development, there is somehow somebody who walked off that plane alive.
We know of one survivor, a sole survivor. This is like something out of the movie Unbreakable.
Bruce Willis.
With Bruce Willis. Yeah. One guy came out of this plane. You look at the video, it blew up in a huge fireball. Other victims in this plane crash are being identified through DNA testing. And this guy walked away with a limp and you know, scratches and injuries and stuff, but he walked away.
Yeah, apparently the plane broke apart. He was ejected from it just before it went up in flames and exploded. So I read that and I thought, wow, that is the most remarkable story out of this. And yeah, you see the wreckage and it does not look good. Andrew Shepherd will be back here in 3 minutes at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock with the 7 o'clock news. CJME News time is now 6:57. The results are in. The Rolco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire Relief raised $643,150. $56.
We're really appreciative of the people of Saskatchewan for stepping up to help us help the people who are in need.
Jason Small is with the Red Cross. He says that money will help those evacuated still, those heading home, and will help plan for the future as well. The day of caring may be over, but you can still donate to the cause through the Red Cross. You gave, now you can win. We have a pair of Regina Red Sox tickets and a swag bag to give away this morning. One of the things you do with Dad is you play catch. And this morning, ahead of Father's Day, we are playing you a mash of songs, and we're asking you to name the artists, not the song, but the artists, for your chance to win. Here we go.
Father of mine, tell me, where have you been?
Papa, don't please.
Okay, again, name the three artists and text your answers along with your first and your last name in to 1-877-300-7275. We will pick a winner from the correct entries and give those tickets and a swag bag away just before the 8:30 news this morning. Now, we talk about the Red Sox. Tomorrow, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders are in Hamilton taking on the Tiger Cats. Belton Johnson, part of our Green Zone pre- and post-game show for the Riders and Grey Cup champion, joins me on the line this morning. Now, Belton, before we get to the Riders, as we mentioned, Father's Day is this Sunday. Do you get the day off and someone else handles the grill?
Kevin, unfortunately, I won't be having the day off.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, you know, I like grilling and everything, right? So, I think the wife, she's come up with a great menu here, and I'm looking forward to getting on that grill.
Time to execute it. So, speaking of execution, Belton, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, they are in Hamilton, of course, tomorrow. Let's start with the rider injuries, because that seems like it's a big talk for a lot of people. Can the team rebound from these injuries?
Absolutely. I think they can rebound from the injuries. You know, again, one thing that last year that I learned is the resilience of this team and, you know, that next man up mentality. The Riders, they've done a great job with depth this season. I think I told you last week there, Kevin, I think I could probably go pick the third string on the roster for the Riders, play this person, and not miss a beat at all. So I do think the Riders will be okay in that sense when it comes to the injuries.
Keys to the victory, if they can pull it off.
If they can pull it off, I think they're going to have to, you know, last week I saw what, over 400 yards passing, right? So, you know, they're going into the Ticat territory there, Bo Levi, Kenny Lawler. I think they're going to have to, you know, contain the pass coverage and everything. Again, giving up 400-some yards, that's quite a bit of yards there, right? Mm-hmm. So if they can do that, they can come out of here, because the one thing about the Riders is that defense, right? I think they can play better than last week. I do expect the pass rush, the run defense to be on par, if not better, because the Ticats, you know, you look at them last week, they didn't run the ball hardly at all against the Stampeders. Well, the Riders, they do have a great run defense.
Belton Johnson on the line with me this morning. How good is this Hamilton team, Belton? And I know you mentioned Bo Levi. Does he still have it?
I think Bo Levi still has it, man. Even though last week wasn't indicated when they played the Stamps, I think he had averaged only 6.1 yards per pass attempt there last week. But, you know, again, I mentioned Kenny Lawler. You know, I know Kenny Lawler's been a beast against the Riders in the past, you know, when he's with the Bombers. So those two guys and the defense last week, the Ticats, I do think they have some pretty solid pieces on defense that could get the Riders a bit of trouble. I know they had two interceptions last week. And I think it's going to be the Ticats fan base, right? If the Riders, they're going on the road, they're going out east, right? They got to, you know, just stay poised and everything, because this is the Ticats home opener this week.
Thanks for doing this, Belton, and have a fantastic Father's Day weekend.
Hey, we'll be on the grill with the ribeyes, Kevin. Have a good one.
The Green Zone's Belton Johnson. And remember, kickoff for the game is set for 5 tomorrow afternoon with the Green Zone pregame show starting at 3. /7:23, and what a Father's Day it is going to be for Evan Bray going to game number 5 in Edmonton.
With my son.
Wow.
Who didn't buy me the ticket for Father's Day, I might add, but yeah, okay, fair enough.
So you watched the game last night, and what another roller coaster of a game, and for the third game out of the four games they played so far, it goes to overtime.
Well, I was going to say, you whether you're watching that game there, you paid money to go to the game, or you're even watching it at home, you're getting your money's worth. It's a roller coaster of emotions. I'm on a couple of group chats with my brother and my son, and you know, at the end of the first period, it's over. Start the bus.
My buddy texted me that too. He's like, "Well, this game's over."
Yeah. Series is lost, and then, of course, they tie it up in the second, and then they take the lead. Then with seconds left, it's tied again. And Dreisaitl's goal, you know, I mean, good for him, but I mean, it was a, you know, just kind of
one-handed
pass, and it ends up going off a skate and in the net. But, you know, with a good goalie like Bobrovsky, sometimes you got to take those ones, and a win's a win. Now it's a best of three series, and it starts tomorrow night.
I think it's been so hard to predict where this series is going to go. And even now, I feel like what's going to happen in these final couple games?
Right.
I have no clue.
Yeah. That's the thing. Both teams have proved they can win in the opponent's rink. So you got to think Edmonton has an advantage by playing at home twice in the last three games.
Yeah.
But, you know, nothing is a given.
7:25 on your Friday morning, and the results are in. $643,156 raised, Evan, during the Ronco Radio Saskatchewan Day of Caring for Wildfire.
That was such a good day yesterday, and you know, it's just so typical of this province. I love this province, and I mean, this province wraps its arms around people that are in need, literally, figuratively, financially. Yeah. We've seen it time and time again, and it happened yesterday. I'm just so impressed with individuals, with businesses yesterday that were stepping up and giving, you know, in some cases you've got businesses giving $10,000. You've got individuals who are on a very tight budget giving $10, and both equally as meaningful and contributing to obviously this big outcome.
What's coming up on the show today?
Well, we got a full day. It's Friday, so we got lots of things. In fact, the health minister is stopping by for a chat today. So we got Jeremy Cockerell. We will relive some of the stuff from Saskatchewan's Day of Caring. But Friday means bugs and hugs always on Friday. And it's Father's Day this weekend. So I'm sure there's going to be some hugs to what makes your dad the dad that stands out. And we'll talk about that. Belton Johnson is coming along. And hey, we got a big Rider game tomorrow. Let's not forget. So green and white progs today at noon.
What do you think? Can they pull it off?
Yes, they can.
You can. Oh,
yes,
there was no doubt.
2-0.
Yep,
2-0. That's right. You can hear. You'll hear the confidence all through my show today.
Evan Bray will be back just after the 8:30 news this morning.